So you grew up in Roseau?
Yeah, I spent
Born and
my
raised?
entire life there until college.
And where'd you go to college?
Went to college mostly at the University of North Dakota, and I was 30 credits away from finishing, and that's when the guys from Story Hill were like, "Hey, I just recorded my first CD with Chris Cunningham, and they said, hey, we have some shows in the Midwest. Why don't you open and give you a jump start and just help you tap into our audience and maybe start something you can see what you think." So it was either go back to school in the fall or take them up on the offer, and so I
Okay,
did.
we're rolling now. All set to go.
Okay.
And Aaron, one thing I wanted to let you know is when you break into a piece, take your time getting into it, because I've got to turn the reverb on and turn their vocal mics off, and we can always tighten it up if it's long, so just take your time.
Great.
Thanks.
Well, and that makes it a better story, the fact that you
Okay, well, that's a real
left early.
encouragement to parents out there who are saving for
Yeah, right.
college.
What do you mean? We put all this money into you and you stop short? What is
What is going on?
Did you get
Yeah.
that at home when you made this
Well,
decision?
and in my case, I was taking out student loans, and there wasn't that much money for college. But and my parents have been super supportive. I'm from a family of musicians, and there are artists in the family, and so the arts have been central, I think, and
Yeah.
so there hasn't been, when I decided to do music, there's a lot of support. There wasn't so much like, hey, maybe you should finish your degree,
Yeah, right.
and
Exactly.
this music thing can be a hobby, but
It's always something. Yeah, finish your degree, you have something to fall back on in case
right.
this doesn't work out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And really, if you think about it, pursuing music as an artist in, the music industry, it's about the stupidest decision somebody could make,
Yeah.
because your odds of having any sort of success at it financially are, slim to none.
Yeah.
I took some sports at the University of Minnesota, and their advice was, if a scout saw you and wanted to sign you, sign it.
Yeah.
Because the next year, if you stay in school, next year you get injured, you'll
Right.
never see them again.
Right.
So,
Okay.
when you're hot.
All right, we're ready to begin. So we'll talk just a little bit and then find our way to your first song, Small Town. And then we'll talk a little bit more, and then you'll do Vacation. At the end of Vacation, we'll just let the music, ring out all the way to the end, and that'll be the end of the recording. And then when we put it on the air, we'll mention you again
Cool.
after the song live. Okay, rolling, right?
Sure.
Okay. This is the morning show on Minnesota Public Radio and in the Twin Cities. The Current. Good morning. I'm Dale Connolly. Jim Ed Poole is here.
Good morning.
We have moved down the hall to make room for Aaron Espy, who is visiting and has a new recording out called Songs from a Small Town. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you. We've been enjoying the disc quite a lot, and we know very little about you. So we have just a few minutes to get your whole life story here.
So go.
So go. Well, first of all, the small town. What small town are we talking about?
I grew up in northern Minnesota, a town called Roseau, and the population is 2,300 people. It's a town of three stoplights and three hockey arenas, and Polaris Industries is there, so it's not uncommon for a high schooler to ride in on his or her snowmobile. And yeah, it's just it's where I grew up. It's where I spent my entire life until college, and I didn't really know much else besides that environment until college, until leaving. And
I'm just picturing the snowmobilers driving there. Scott is of Sun City, Arizona. It's golf carts, so up there it's
Yeah,
snowmobiles
same thing.
all over the place.
And ATVs are also popular because Polaris makes ATVs, and so it's not uncommon to be at a stoplight, one of the three, of course, and be behind a four-wheeler, At the stoplight.
So they do have cars.
There are cars. Oh, okay.
All right, good.
All the comforts that you know from your home, Matt, are also available in,
oh, good.
In Roseau. Yeah. Happy to know. Aaron Espy, our guest. Well, we'd love to hear a song from you
sure.
from this disc, and we're going to hear one called Small Town.
Right. This is sort of the title track, I guess. And my car actually broke down when I was visiting my family 2 years ago, and instead of being there for a week, I planned to be there for a week, and I ended up staying for a month because of my car breaking down, and so it got me thinking about living in a small town again. Small towns, the nights are quiet. No interstate highway, screaming in the starlight. Every store clerk says, no credit cards, friend. But there's an ATM in the Ben Franklin. Small town. Without a television, the only thing that we did was play with the neighbor kids. Some of us still haven't seen the ocean, but we don't care a notion about all the commotion. We caught a small town. Small town, small town. My dad said, kids, listen to your mother. Treat her like you love her. Look out for each other. Someday soon, when you have a family, you will know what I mean. You will know what I mean.
Aaron Espy in the studio with his song Small Town. That's got to be tough, you know, to write a song being from a small town called Small Town. You know, people are going to assume, oh, he's writing about us. And then, of course, you know, family members. I mean, is it difficult to include people you know in a song?
Yeah, it is. I feel like when I go back there, I feel a lot more self-aware. And when I sing songs and like that one, because people know what you're talking about. And